were married. I stopped working. I was caring for you, caring for your child. And I just feel like there should be something for me to be able to move on with.
Not give me, you know, $10 million, but something so that I can start my life again.
I don't know how you feel about that, Tracy, in Cincinnati, but should she get paid?
He should break her off a little something, but what she should do is get rid of that damn house she can't afford to live in. She shouldn't even be able to live in.
Wait, let's not get off topic here, okay? All right, first of all, what if he had a nanny? Do you think he might have had a nanny, too?
I'm sure he did.
What about the times when he may have had to pay for a babysitter?
Yeah, he said on the show when she was talking about having her own kids that he doesn't really believe in nannies.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, then there you go.
So when he married her, he should have realized that he was going to have to pay her for babysitting.
But wait a minute, here's the thing.
Yeah, I mean, what's that about?
How long were they married? Like 3-4 years? How long? Exactly. When you marry somebody, you take on the responsibility of their children.
Good morning. Hello.
Should she get paid? No. She sounds like she just really wants some extra cash, like she's doing bad right now. I honestly feel like you were doing something that you're supposed to do. The child wasn't there for you to get paid for. If you love the child and you loved him, like you claim, you're supposed to step up as a quote-unquote mother at that time and do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you know, that was the package. The package wasn't that, well, you know, I'm entitled to some compensation because I watched your child.
Well, I think she's saying she's entitled to it because she quit her job, but what was her job? Anybody know?
She worked for the Jose Williams Foundation.
Her grandfather's foundation.
Okay.
Okay, family business.
But you know, Cordell didn't make that much money playing ball.
No, he didn't.
I mean.
Yeah.
And how long did he play? Did he play long enough to have something left?
Yeah, he played long enough to get
retirement.
Yeah, they're saying his net worth is like $16
million. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money, yeah.
That's a lot.
Good morning, hello.
What's up, man?
What's happening? Should she get paid?
I'm a big Steelers fan. I didn't see her handing the ball off to Jerome Bettis.
Nope. Y'all
love
it.
Yelled at by Bill Cowher when he threw a pick. He shouldn't get no ducking. No.
Y'all were married. I stopped working. I was caring for you, caring for your child.
She was giving good, sir. That's worth a lot.
It's worth,
it's worth a lot.
I'm giving it to Jerome Bettis. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hi. I love watching your show. I mean, listening to your show, by the way. I just want to say that I've got in a relationship with someone with a kid, and you wouldn't want to ask money to date somebody. So why would you ask money to date someone with a kid just to take care of them for you?
You're kind of breaking up, but you made a really good point there.
I don't, why?
You wouldn't ask for money to date somebody.
She's saying, it's the woman is saying, they're divorced. They were married. Dating and marriage are two different things.
Okay. Find out the agenda before you marry
them. Yeah, but
them.
She's asking to be paid for that. I mean, come on. She's spoken to this girl, right? His lady.
Yeah, she sounds like to me she's asking for spousal support.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? What you think?
Good. I think she should get paid. I mean, as women, you know, we're naturally emotional. When we step into a marriage, we do it forever. So if you decide to leave me, I mean, money doesn't heal all wounds, but it will make me feel a lot better. And for all of those, you know, women who say that she shouldn't get paid, you keep saying that until your husband decides to leave you one day broke, you know, with nothing and, you know, you don't have anything.
Tweet.
Superwoman 513 agrees. She says if he wanted her to stay home, then yes, she should be paid. Being a stay-at-home wife and mom is a full-time job. Hashtag agreed. I agree
with
you.
But do we know that? We don't know if that's what Cordell wanted.
We don't know.
Wanted.
We don't know.
He said repeatedly, even when she called him after the divorce, he said, you can come home or I'm not giving you any money. So he wanted her to stay home.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
He could save a lot more money on a babysitter.
Or a nanny. He could have a living nanny for cheaper than that.
Good morning. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. How you doing, boss?
All right. Should she get the money?
Man, honestly, I feel like she should get, like you said, a little something should be all right, but I don't know, like she said, $10 million, something like that is way too much, but I think she does need something to start her own business with, but I feel like she started something, she need to finish it. She knew what she signed up for before she signed up.
All right.
Hugh Gayton says she should get enough money to pay for a tutor for a history lesson with her dumb ass.
Not nice.
Know, man. She should probably get some alimony, man, but I'm not sure if she should get, like, as if she bared that child.
Right.